Welcome to the podcast, What's So Important About My Legacy? This is your host, Ken Edwards.
Thanks for joining us today. If you are interested in leaving a legacy for Christ, you are in the right spot. Our promise is to provide you relevant, usable, and timely information to help you build a spiritual and financial legacy which honors Christ. As the manager of everything God has entrusted to us, we have the unique ability to shape the spiritual inheritance of our family. Building a legacy that points our family to God is the best gift we could ever give them. Our topic today is redefining our legacy, investing in the next generation. Let's face it, life happens way too quickly, and it passes us by almost overnight. Each time we turn around, our children have changed, from diapers to teenage drivers before we know it. Life happens, but don't just let it happen. With a little intentionality, the memories we build and the values we pass along can make a difference for those who follow in our footsteps. Our legacy is too important not to invest in the future generations of our family. The godly example you give your family today will make it easier for your grandchildren to follow you in their walk with Christ. If that got your attention, you're in the right spot. In the next 20 minutes, we will share several effective ways to pass your faith to the next generation. There's a popular quote often attributed to Benjamin Franklin. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. So if we're not careful, even with the best intentions, we will just let life happen. Our guest today knows a good bit about planning. He created the tool, the Legacy Organizer, a wonderful way to show the next generation who you are and how your faith shaped your life. Dr. Brian Kluth is a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and pastor, a frequent keynote speaker at financial conferences, conventions, and large churches. Dr. Kluth and his wife, Mary Ellen, want their legacy to be lived on through the ministries they've started in Africa. Together, they have invested their lives into the boys and girls of Uganda. He has been interviewed on hundreds of radio programs, newspapers, and magazine articles. He resides in Denver, Colorado, and we are excited to have him on the program today. Dr. Kluth, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I guess the big news is I came to know Christ when I was age 21, and that was while I was a university student at UW-Madison. Prior to that, I was a church-going family, but I did not know Christ. The Word of God was not preached at the church that I went to, and I went through a very dramatic conversion at the age of 21 and really did surrender my life to Christ, and my life forever changed in that at that time. And so I've been on a 40-plus year journey of living for Christ, letting him live his life through me. Yeah, I've done a lot of things, but it's all under the banner of just serving Christ.
Well, that's a great place to serve, under the banner of Christ. Just so everyone knows, I have had the opportunity to download a copy of the Legacy Organizer and see some of the valuable information it contains. Why did you put the Legacy Organizer together?
Well, I was a pastor for 10 years, and what I discovered as people would lose loved ones, as I sat with them, usually the spouse and the adult children, I discovered so many spouses and so many adult children did not have vital information that they absolutely needed, whether it was finances or funeral wishes or the passcodes for login on computers or whatever it was, they just didn't have it. And I just saw crisis after crisis. I saw chaos. I saw confusion. I saw conflict. I saw a lot loss of cash. And I just kept saying, I've got to do something to help people.
Well, the Legacy Organizer is very comprehensive. You might know in the small group study guide to my book, Building My Footprint for God, I have a set of forms to help people get their financial affairs organized. But you cover so much more in the organizer. How did you develop this great tool?
I spent over 2 years researching over 100 planners and organizers to put together what I feel is the most comprehensive workbook on the planet to help people get their affairs in order for either themselves and their loved ones, or if they have aging parents. There's so many things if you have aging parents that you need to, you know, get the information or get the instructions. So that's why what I did. But also it's a tribute to my dad. My dad used to tell me a short pencil is better than a long memory. And so this book gives you, you know, where to use your short pencil, or you can get a Microsoft Word version and put things down that are going to be really important to you, your spouse, your loved ones, to aging parents, who's ever using it.
You know, I don't believe I've ever heard that saying about a short pencil, but it is really true. It is very important to write this information down.
Yeah, and having it in one place. Because most people have this information scattered in a variety of places. You know, one of the stories, you know, I got a call at 3 o'clock in the morning and one of my church members, his wife died in the middle of the night. And like 3 o'clock in the morning, she passed away in bed because of some issues related to her medication. And I went over there and she knew where everything was and he knew where nothing was. He was a vice president for a major corporation. She was a CPA. But he didn't know anything. And it was he was really in a crisis mode, for weeks and probably even months because he just didn't know anything and didn't know what anything was. And the other thing is I find that most couples, when they use this, the legacy organizer, one will know some things and the other will know other things.
Yes, that is very true. In working with families on their financial planning, I found it quite common for each couple to handle a different portion of the family finances. Even worse is when one spouse does everything and the other spouse is clueless.
You know, if you don't know all of the account numbers and the passwords and the life insurance policy numbers and the investments or the retirement numbers, if a spouse doesn't have that, that's lost money. You don't get it. If they don't have the account number and the information, they don't ever get the money. And so I saw that even my own mother and father. My dad wrote down before he died, about 6 weeks before he died, he was writing on a napkin all the financial information for my mom because he had done it all. And one of the things he wrote down was he had gotten an employee life insurance policy with where he worked. And it was $125,000, and that was written on the napkin. And then when he died, my mother got a letter from the company and said, hey, sorry, your husband died. While he was an employee, he took out an insurance policy for $25,000. Here's the $25,000 check and an envelope. Please sign that you've been paid in full and return the envelope. Well, the problem with that story I just told, which is a true story, is on the napkin, it said $125,000 and the check said $25,000. And my mother assumed my father made a mistake. And I talked to my mother and said, no, you go back to them and you say, you have a note from your husband that the amount is $125,000. And she went back to them and they said, oh, we're sorry. We made a typographical error. Send us the $25,000 check and we'll send you the $125,000 check. Now, if that would have been written down somewhere, my mother would have been out $100,000 as a widow.
Oh, my, that really is an amazing story. And I'm sure your mom could use the extra money, too. Besides money, what other ways does a legacy organizer help you build your legacy?
When I tell people, one of my favorite sections in this booklet is 100 questions to ask aging relatives. You know, most people, when they think about legacy or they think about end of life and all of that, they're thinking about their valuables, right? You know, what are you going to do with your stuff? What are you going to do with your money? All of that. But I think there's a real place to write down your life stories and your lessons learned and big moments in your life, which the 100 questions helps you do, because that helps you pass on your values, not just your valuables. you know, the Bible tells us that we are to literally speak into the lives of future generations yet unborn. Now, I wrote a book called Experiencing God as Your Provider, but I wrote it for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren yet unborn. I wanted them to know the power of God, the presence of God, the provisions of God. And so I wrote a book filled with life stories that would pass on a legacy to my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren about the reality of a God who saved me when I was 21. And in his grace and kindness, guided me and provided for me for, you know, 40 some years now, but maybe 50, maybe 60, maybe 70 years. I wanted my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to know about the power and the presence and the provisions of God.
Well, that is a wonderful way to document your walk of faith for your great-grandchildren that are yet to be born. We have a mutual friend, Gunnar Johnson. He was our guest on this last episode of this podcast. Gunnar was telling about his wife's great-grandmother, how she had letters from her great-grandmother 200 years ago. She was writing letters to her children and grandchildren, encouraging the future generations in their walk with faith.
Yeah, the money will be spent within 6 months. So the money talks, it says goodbye. You saved it, you know, you saved it for decades and it's gone. But even my wife, when, you know, she went to heaven when she was 54, and my kids were at the time 13, 15, and 17. And she recorded a video for each of them, her wishes for their future, her prayers for them in the future. And I, from time to time, send those to my kids. They're on YouTube, but they're in a private location. So you have to have the link. But I just remind my kids what their mother wanted for them and what she prayed for them and what she hoped for them. And I look forward to doing that same thing, you know, if God takes me quickly, I don't have it. But if I know I'm in a terminal situation, you know, I want to also, you know, pass on that kind of a video message to my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren if he gives them.
There are many ways to share this type of message with our children. When I think of that video your wife recorded, with each year that passes, that message from their mother will become more cherished. Her prayer will resonate more and more, reminding your children of the godly heritage they've been given. There's no other way to say it. The intangible portion of our legacy is much more valuable than any amount of money we leave behind.
Yeah, what I encourage people to do is get the legacy organizer and take it to family gatherings, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday, anniversaries, and have everybody in the room circle a question that they want mom or dad or grandma and grandpa to answer. And then whenever possible, you know, get your video camera out, get your phone out or, you know, audio recording and just capture those recordings, capture those stories because that someone said once, you know, the past is what happened, but history is what somebody wrote down or recorded. And there's just something powerful about recording something or getting it written down. And I remember I was talking to a young man in this, well, he was in 30s and he was commenting that his family was always generous. And I said, well, why do you say that? And he said, well, you know, my great grandpa in the Depression years, when he made a dollar, he always gave the first dime to God. And so no matter how tough it got, he said, you know, my grandpa gave the first dime to God, the first 10%. And he said, and my dad, you know, my grandfather did it, my dad did it, and I do it because in our family, we just give to God first. So that came out of a story from the Great Depression, but that lineage and the legacy carried through four generations that we honor God first with whatever he gives us, even when times are tough. So that's powerful.
You know, as I look through the organizer, there's a large section on estate planning. You must believe that having an up-to-date estate plan is important.
Well, it's up-to-date, but also rolling, you know, because, you know, so when I was with a friend recently, actually about a year and a half ago or so, 2 years ago, and he was going over his estate plans, and he had an $8 million estate plan, all right? So he had a lot of wealth, and you know, and he was going over, this is what's going to happen when I die. This is going to happen for my wife. It's going to happen for my kids. It's going to happen for my grandkids, and he's going over everything. And then I said, "That's great." He goes, "Well, what do you think? Do you have any suggestions for me? Anything I'm missing?" I said, "Just one thing." He said, "What am I missing?" I said, "You cut God out of your will." He said, "What do you mean I cut God out of my will?" And I said, "The God who gave you everything you have, and all the abilities you've ever had, and who you have honored during your lifetime, at your death, you've completely forgotten him." And he said to me, "I never thought about it." And he said, "That's not right. I need to make some changes."
Unfortunately, the church has not taught this concept very well. Leaving a legacy gift is a great way to continue your ministry even after you've gone home to be with the Lord. Plus, it serves as a great reminder to your family just how important your walk of faith meant to you. This information about the Legacy Organizer has been very helpful. Where can our audience learn more about you and the Legacy Organizer?
Yeah, they can just go to legacyorganizer.com and get access to the Legacy Organizer in print, PDF, or Microsoft Word versions. There's a lot of people in churches and groups that order this for to be distributed. At my church, I originally did that. I wrote this and I gave it to everybody. And then briankluth.org is a good place to go. Brian with an I, B-R-I-A-N, Kluth, K-L-U-T-H.org.
Pastor Brian, there's something else you're involved in that our churches might find beneficial. Please tell us about blessyourpastor.org.
Yeah, I have the privilege of leading a nationwide movement. We have a very, very simple flyer I wrote, 50 ways to bless your pastor, 50 creative ways to bless your pastor. And so people can go to blessyourpastor.org. They get the flyer. They get it distributed at their church. They take an offering for their pastor or their pastor and staff. And when they do that and they let us know, then we send them a $250 gift card. So this year, we're anticipating probably 1,200, 1,300 churches across America will give out the 50 ways list and take an appreciation offering and then let us know. And so we're probably going to give $300,000-$400,000 away in gift cards. And so anybody can do it. It's completely free. There's no gimmick. It's a real deal, and it's just blessyourpastor.org.
That is great. Our pastors really do need encouragement.
When people see the 50 ways list, they say, "Oh, I never thought of all these things." And there's a real excitement and a buzz that kind of happens. And, you know, one pastor said, Brian, he said, it was like a generosity wildfire broke out. He said, "I just got loved and cared for and blessed like I've never been blessed in my life." And he said, "My people are just loving me and my wife and my children and our staff. It's been amazing." And it was just a simple little flyer that they got that just got people, you know, spurred on to love and good deeds. And so by God's grace, I get to do things that God uses around the country and around the world.
Wonderful. Thanks for the great reminder that our heritage is important. I hope many of our listeners will download the organizer and redefine their legacy and invest in the next generation for Christ.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me on. And trust your people listening will be encouraged and take a step. Don't be a hearer of the word, but be also a doer of the word. Let God bless you and make you a blessing.
And thanks to each one of you for joining us today. Each day we build our legacy and leave our footprint on this world and our family for Christ. Please tell your friends and church family about us. Also, hit the subscribe button or head over to footprintforgod.com to discover more. Until next time, this is your host, Ken Edwards, reminding us to build our footprint for God today so our family will follow the Lord tomorrow.